Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final week of September 2025. The days are getting shorter, which means the waffle breakfast is just hours away. Sunday, September 28th, and we'll talk more about that in just a bit. It has been a beautiful week for campers here at Camp Courageous this past week. We have lots of campers that have been coming to Camp Courageous for decades, including Charlie Cummins. Charlie Cummins started coming to Camp Courageous back in 1974. He is the son of Tate and Dottie Cummins, and he's 65 years old now and had a wonderful time this past week at Camp Courageous, marking his 50-something year of coming to camp. Charlie has watched the camp grow from just 211 campers back during his first summer in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, like Charlie Cummins, coming to camp is a highlight of the year. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. This past weekend was the third week of Respite Care Weekends. The magical one had lots of campers doing lots of things, from games to canoeing to paddle boating and much more. They had a wild time doing the zip line in the evening when it was dark. So Respite is the weekends. The families drop their children off on Friday night, come back on Sunday, and pick them up. A great respite for families. Our travel program has been super busy. They were over in Boone doing the big train ride, which was quite the thrill. They ended up having a wonderful lunch, and they did the scenic train ride, and it was just a beautiful day in Boone. The theme for the past week has been Party Like a Rock Star. Campers had a great time kind of jamming to the music of the 80s and doing animal activities and so much more throughout the camp. It was a great week, great campers. We had a fun time. Just a reminder, Camp Courageous is always hiring staff, so we're always looking for exceptional counselors. Right now we're looking for somebody to be the assistant aquatics director and so much more. If you'd like more information on working here at Camp Courageous, you can go to campcourageous.org. The big event this coming Sunday is our Camp Courageous annual waffle breakfast and open house. Adults are just $10, children $5 when they're under 12. Once again, this Sunday, September 28th, we'll be serving from 8 a.m. to noon, fresh made-to-order Belgian waffles, sausage, orange juice, milk, coffee, and all kinds of things to do and see. We're featuring South Cabin. We've just remodeled that. It is absolutely gorgeous. The campers are loving it. We've got the Murphy beds in there now, and so it's really nearing 100% completion. You know, come out and go over and take a look at that. Jeff Pillick will be giving tours of that facilities because he was involved throughout the process on that. And then we'll have staff giving tours of the entire facilities. And you don't have to worry about walking too much because we have golf carts available to help out. Also, during the breakfast, we always are there collecting pop tabs. Merlin Holsey has been doing that for years and years, probably decades. And Merlin now, he celebrated his 102nd birthday last Sunday. So wish him a happy birthday. Bring some pop tabs and he'll be there right at the entrance as you come in. A huge congratulations to our dear friend, Carol Whitmore. Carol has been just elected to Commander-in-Chief of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States. Carol is a dear friend of Camp Courageous, has been for decades. She not only is a past commander of Iowa, she now is national commander. She is the first one from Iowa to be a national commander-in-chief, and she's the first female to achieve that. A wonderful person, and we're going to see a lot of great things happen with her in her term as national commander. Congratulations to John and Carol Watts on their 40th anniversary. Carol was a counselor here at Camp Courageous. John worked in maintenance, and so they met here married and 40 years. So big congratulations to the two of them, as has nearly 100 individuals have met at Camp Courageous and later married. This coming Thursday, a big thank you to Eloise Dennis, who is providing a bus and a van load of friends from Grand Living in Cedar Rapids to come to the camp. We're going to do zip lines, train rides, and so much more for that group. If you're interested in something like that, you know, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous. We'd love to provide you that opportunity. Next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll be volunteering at the Oktoberfest in the Amanas. A big thank you to Becky and the gang down there. We always have a super time. Manchester Garage Sale. If you want to know more about the volunteers up there, you can go to our website at campcourageous.org or check us out on Facebook. And we've taken pictures of all the 100-plus volunteers that make that possible. The garage sale, once again, is at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to those folks. Our big need of the week is spatulas. If it's anything from waffle breakfasts to fruitcake baking, we're always in need of spatulas. We've lost a couple of dear friends here in the last week. Camper Tom Dysenberg was 44 from West Union, passed away. Long time camper throughout the 90s and only 44 years old. And our sympathy goes out to Tom's family and friends. Also, our good friend Bob Hatcher from here in Jones County. Jones County tourism person for a lot of people out to camp has passed away. Our sympathy goes out to Bob and his family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come see us on Sunday. 8 o'clock to noon, we'll be serving waffles, sausage, and so much more in our main lodge. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.